Welcome to Acute Leukemias Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Dan Pollyea from the University of Colorado School of Medicine in Aurora, and to begin, I asked him to talk about some of the challenges of treating older patients with AML.
The first thing people need to know about is that AML in older people is not some subtype or some niche or, you know, this is the disease. This is a disease of older people. So, you know, what I often tell people is that what may stick out is the younger AML patient than you took care of during residency or fellowship because of the dramatic course of action and the swings between sick and well. Those things stick out, but that is very atypical. The median age for this disease is 68. And this is a disease of older people. So when we think about the standard approaches to this disease, they are often skewed toward more intensive therapies that, frankly, older patients, you know, the average patient with this disease just doesn't really tolerate well. So there's a real disconnect there between how we think about the disease and who the treatments are geared toward and the reality of who the patients are with this disease.
Can you kind of talk a little bit in terms of some of the clinical issues that come up in the older patient?
Right. Yeah. So, you know, the real challenge with older patients, I mean, there's so many challenges, but, you know, when we think about applying the quote unquote standard of care therapies to older patient populations, we find that the remission rates are much worse and the mortality rates, the percentage of patients dying from treatment are much higher. And when I think about that, I think there's two main explanations for this. I think biologically, this disease is different in older patients. They have more likelihood of having adverse biological disease factors, which make them more resistant to standard chemotherapy approaches. And they're much less likely to have the favorable subtypes that we often associate with cure of this disease. And then on the other side of the coin, it's kind of obvious, but still needs to be said that older people are older. They have more comorbidities. They come into the treatment with more associated health problems. And that makes them also much less able to tolerate the toxicity of intensive regimens.